Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q-linea Q4 report. Today, I am pleased to present CEO Jonas Jarvius and CFO Anders Lundin. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. Speakers, please begin.
Thank you very much for that. I will start to, of course, welcome everyone calling into this teleconference and/or perhaps listening to it later. If we start the presentation, moving to slide number two, this is, of course, our obligatory disclaimer slide. I will not go through it in any more details, but you do have the material in the presentation. Instead, I suggest we move to slide number three, and I would like to talk a little bit about Q-linea in brief and some of the key events during 2018. Q-linea is an infectious disease diagnostics company. We have a clear focus on developing products for better diagnostics, and the first priority is sepsis, which is one of the biggest problems we have in our healthcare system. When we do look back at 2018, we had a very strong year. I think technically, we have been doing a great job bringing our lead product, ASTar, closer to the market. As well as looking at overall company development and growth, we ended up year-end with 78 employees and consultants. We have a very skilled, highly motivated team that has been working real hard during last year in bringing the product closer to the market. They will, of course, work maybe even harder during 2019 to actually get the product out there. From a financial perspective, we had a very strong year last year. We had two key events. We did a successful private placement in Q2, and that was then, of course, followed by the Nasdaq Main Market IPO in December, securing overall a little bit over 700 million SEK to the company. I'm also particularly proud to welcome many of the new and really strong owners at Q-linea in both the private placement and in the IPO. Owners now include Nexttobe, Investment AB Öresund, the fourth Swedish National Pension Fund, Beijer Invest, but of course, also Catella and Länsförsäkringar. What you see on this slide, you see our lead product, ASTar, and also the kit focused at sepsis diagnostics. If we then look at the next page, number four, I would like just to briefly talk a little bit what sepsis is. Sepsis today is divided in two stages. It's really our own immune system that will overreact because of an infection you have somewhere in the body. Sepsis is a critical condition with a high mortality. In sepsis, you have mortality between 10% and 20%. If you are on the wrong treatment, that will progress into septic shock, where the mortality dramatically increases to over 40%. Treating septic patient is all about time. There are a couple of public campaigns where you try to increase awareness on when you should try to seek help. You have the time campaign, which is basically if you feel an elevated higher temperature, if you have any signs of infection, maybe a skin wound on your body, if you or your perhaps colleague who sees is mentally calm, confused, sleepy, or have difficult to rouse, or if you actually feel extremely ill. Treating septic patient is truly a race against time. The incidence in Sweden is between 20,000 and 40,000 people annually having sepsis, and over 3,000 of them move into septic shock. If we then take a look at the next slide, number five, if we sort of look at sepsis as an overall phenomenon, it is the leading cause of death in the U.S. hospitals. It's killing more than 500,000 people yearly in Europe and the U.S. This is more than the three most common causes of cancer that we see, for instance, in Sweden. It's a big number. It's a major killer. It's also very expensive to treat. Looking at statistics from the U.S. healthcare system, it is the actually number one cost driver in the U.S. healthcare system, earning up to $24 billion yearly with a quite rapid growth. Another thing that it's important about sepsis is that mortality increases dramatically if you are on the wrong treatment or, of course, in no treatment. Again, time is crucial. On the last bullet, what I think is really encouraging for us as a company here is that there are health economic indications out there saying that if you could provide a faster treatment recommendation, meaning what type of antibiotic or antimicrobial should you provide to these patients, and if you can do that 24 hours faster than current standard care, you can save several hundred thousand people's lives. It's a critical condition, expensive to treat, and rapid diagnostic can improve this dramatically. So if we then take a look at page 6, this is sort of an overview of the type of answers you need when you treat a septic patient. There are basically two answers. You need the identification analysis that tells you what bug, meaning what bacteria caused the infection. This can give you some sense of where the infection resides in the body. But the answer that is considered to be most important for treating septic patients is what's called the AST test, or antibiotic susceptibility test. That's when you get to know exactly what type of antibiotic you should provide to that patient to treat infection, and also what concentration that will help treat those patients. And this is exactly what Asterisk folks are doing. And we'll be able to provide the correct treatment recommendation between 24 and 40 hours faster than standard care. So it's a dramatic difference. If we then move into page 7, what are then the benefits of providing a more rapid diagnostic for these patient groups? Well, you can divide it in three parts. For the patient itself, a reduced mortality, that's of course quite dramatic. You can have a big impact on saving lives. For the society, you can see a lower pressure for resistant development of superinfections in the society, and particularly on the hospitals. This is also a big, big problem that we foresee over the next coming years. But also, if you look at the hospital, there are studies now indicating that if you give the correct treatment recommendation 24 hours faster, the patients can then leave the hospital on average 2 days faster, meaning that you would free up bed space, of course. And since this is one of the most costly conditions to treat, you can, of course, save a lot of money as a hospital. So we think all of these are key drivers for us in our development of our product. If we then move into page number 8 and look at some of the key events we had during 2018, so I mentioned briefly before, of course, the listing on Nasdaq Stockholm was very important for us as a company, in both the development phase, but also in the public arena. We also did a very important acquisition during last year, where we acquired Umbrella Science in an asset deal. Umbrella Science is a company that we had previously used as a contractor in developing one key component of our AST consumable. And by acquiring Umbrella Science, that means that we have a much stronger situation or position now in both development and manufacturing of this crucial component in our system. If we then look at participation at World Congresses and Messes, we participated in all major events during last year, so the ECCMID conference, the ASM, and ID Week. What you see on the picture to your right is our presentation booth at ECCMID in Madrid, where we had both oral presentation and poster sessions. Since we're also now coming closer to the market, we are happy that we've signed agreement with the partners needed for the upcoming EU clinical trials, and we have actually started one part of that trial is ongoing internally. If we then look at the Aster instrument system development, it's now been running in our Class 2 microbiology lab, running real samples on a daily basis. And also the system is now entering verification stage. So, I mean, these are a few highlights, but I think they summarize a very strong year leaving behind us in 2018, and we truly look forward on bringing on all the challenges and interesting events we're going to see in 2019. So having said that, I'm going to hand over the word to Anders Lundin, the CEO of the company. So we move to page 9, and I'll let Anders take the floor.
Yeah. Moving into the financial parts, we have the income statement for the fourth quarter, where we report a net sale of 0.3 million compared to 1.5 million same quarter last year. We are not currently selling any products like Astor or any consumables. This sales relates to a license agreement that we licensed out the technology, ID technology, during 2017. Operating result, minus 39 million for the quarter compared to 21.8. That indicates that we have increased our expense line, and so we have. We have been building more prototypes of the Astor and produce more consumable to complete and to be used in our testing. We have also increased the number of employees and consultants. We have currently, by the end of the year, 78, and in the early part of the year, we were close to 50. So that's also a significant increase in resources to complete. We have, during the year, have done some IPO preparation, and that is costly. And we have also done, we have expenses for patents during 2018 that we didn't have in 2017. Moving to next page, to the balance sheet, page 10. We have a strong balance sheet after the IPO and the capital raise. We have cash and cash equivalents of 354 million compared to 6.6 million last year. We have invested part of the cash we received from the share issue. We have invested in the fixed income funds. That's 150 million. And we have repaid a short-term loan from Next2B, which is our largest shareholder, of 12.8 million. That was repaid in December. And finally, the cash flow page. It's page 11. We have a cash flow from operating activities in the quarter of 37.4 negative, compared to the negative 21.1 end of the fourth quarter in 2017. The net cash outflow, the increase in outflow, is driven by the larger operating loss in this quarter compared to fourth quarter last year. And in the financing activities, we have done the new share issue, and that in the quarter gave us 492 million. We have also taken into account the repayment of the loan, as mentioned earlier. And for the year, we have a total cash flow from financing activities of 635 million compared to 63 for the full year last year. So by that, I think we are opening up for questions and answers.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. And if you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There will be a further pause while questions are being registered. And it looks like there are no questions registered at this time, so I'll hand the call back to you, speakers. Please go ahead.
So if we don't have any more questions, I would, from our part, say thank you very much for the people attending the call, and also organizers. And by that, I think we can conclude the Q4 report for today.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.